Om Shanti and good evening to everyone. So a very warm welcome to Sudha Ben for joining us this evening. And I think we all know Sudha Ben, but there may be a few who are meeting her for the first time in person. Maybe we've seen Zoom classes and YouTube classes, but in person to meet you. And just a brief introduction. Sudha Ben was part of the original team that really started Seva in Russia, and currently she is the main coordinator for Moscow and many other centers connected with Moscow, both in Russia but also in the Baltic region, so many other countries as well. And her foundation has been in Delhi under the mentorship of Jagdish Bhai and Chakradari Didi and some of the other Dadis, Dadak Didi Manmohini. So a lot of powerful experiences, and I think what I often appreciate from Sudha Ben's sharing is that there's always a lot of clarity. Clarity in terms of how to apply Baba's Gyan in our practical lives, and very systematic in her thinking, so that helps us as well. So Sudha Ben, warm welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pratibha.
Thank you.
Om Shanti. Very hearty welcome to all of you. After many of us have come after 3 years, and many probably for the first time who are Zoom born, could you please raise your hands or stand up who are Zoom born? Please stand up. Stand up, stand up. Let's see. And yes, let us clap for them. And I think there are many more who are not yet here or not reached. It's great. It's wonderful, really. So, the theme for today we have chosen is the purification of sanskars and behavior. We all have understood very well that our behavior is as per our sanskars, and that, you know, it can be, you know, when you are just by yourself, you behave in a particular way. You may be living alone, but how do you behave, you know, with yourself and with the things around you? And also behavior while we interact with others. And particularly when we come onto the field of service, very, very important. At the, you know, in the field of service, though service is something, such a beautiful thing, which makes the soul learn a lot. If the meaning of the word service is understood very well. Service, you know, when we use the word service, it may be the service to the yajna, it may be service to the souls, laukik or in the Brahman family. But it is not service if it is lacking, you know, in humility. The word Baba, why Baba uses the expression, I am your most obedient servant? Baba does not say, most obedient server. He says most obedient servant. And Jagdish Bhai always used to say that you should feel, though it's like in bhakti, people say that we are God's servants, not in that sense that you are, by saying this, you are sort of bringing yourself down, not that way, but servant with the understanding of obedience, ever readiness, and humility. Baba always says that you remember me and I am there. I am your most obedient servant. In Hindi, Hazira Hazur, he just becomes present when you remember Baba. So how obedient and how humble and to what extent ever ready Baba is to help his every child in any corner of the world. So when we talk of behavior during service while interacting with others, if our behavior is such which may give little pain to others, I speak in such a manner, my tone is not very suitable, expression of my face is such, it can hurt somebody. So why does this happen? This is because of sanskar of ego. If there is no ego, we can't behave in this way. Baba behaves like a most obedient servant because his sanskars are such. Today, Baba said in the Murli, who is the greatest? Who is most elevated? Who is the highest on high? Who is the senior most? We all will say Shiv Baba. But why? Why? Baba gave today a very beautiful answer to it, because he is most sensible. Most sensible. And after that, number wise. That is why Baba gave the example of the rosary. At the top is the flower. When people turn the beads of the rosary and they reach the flower, they touch the flower with their eyes or with their forehead. They respect the flower specially. So after Shiv Baba, who are next to Shiv Baba most sensible? Baba and Mama. This is why the dual bead. And after that, rest of the beads. So if I am really sensible, I cannot allow so-called my old sanskars or impure sanskars or negative sanskars to come into action. We know a lot, but how much we have understood. You know, I don't know how to translate very accurately the word samajhdar. Dadi Janki very often used to use these words. Samjhu, samajhdar, samajh liya, you have understood. It has entered you. Entered you. So today Baba used for himself the word he is most samajhdar. And we become samajhdar on the basis of samajh, the more we understand, samajh kar, samajhdar bante ho. The more you understand, grasp, the more sensible you become. And today Baba was emphasizing about the knowledge of the cycle as Gyan, Bhakti, Vairagya, disinterest, and also in other way too, about limited, unlimited. So what is that knowledge which makes us sensible? Why Baba is most sensible? Because he has this knowledge. But the knowledge is not just knowledge. Baba is knowledge. Like people say God is love, God is knowledge. Love and God, knowledge or wisdom and God, they are synonyms. It's not separate from Him. But for us, yet what happens is that though we have knowledge, but very often knowledge remains here and I remain here. When some situation comes, for example, when someone behaves with me not rightly, probably it was in yesterday's Murli, that if somebody quarrels with you, the Baba said, what can I do? What can I do? This is your karmic account. But if somebody quarrels with me or blames me or insults me or defames me, we complain, what is this? This person is a Brahmin. This person has so much of knowledge. Why this person behaves like this? And we allow our old sanskar to come into action. We begin to react. We forget, yes, that person is not behaving rightly. It is okay, but I am also not behaving rightly. I am also allowing my old sanskar to come into action. And Baba said yesterday very clearly, but it is your karmic account. In your previous birth, you must have been quarreling with this person, with this soul. You must have been creating some problems for this soul. Baba gives you yuktis, but it is you who have to settle your karmic account. I remember Baba's words from yesterday's Murli connected with behavior. Baba said, behave in such a way that the father becomes very happy to see you. Behave in such a way. And so, that means, you know, if Baba has to say this, that means when Baba sees our behavior not very proper, not very divine, not royal, Baba is not very happy. Of course, Baba has no complaints, because he does not have sanskar of complaining. He does not have sanskar of complaining. But Baba, you know, makes a lot of effort on us so that we become Bab Saman. Keeps on teaching every day. In one of the Murlis long ago, probably last year, Baba used the word dying alive, marjiva. What does it mean, dying alive? We all have become Brahmins. We say we have died alive. We have died for the old world. Really? Have we died? So dying alive means dying or becoming liberated from the old sanskars and old world. In other words, it will be like becoming liberated from attachment to old sanskars and old world. We are still attached to old sanskars and old world. Like today Baba said, so you have to forget the body and all bodily relations and remember only me. And it is not for the first time Baba said this. Many times Baba says, but today I was thinking that one is laukik relations, mother, father and others. But another is, you know, we in Brahman family, we live with some people, some other BKs. If we are dedicated, we are living in the center, we are also living with some BKs. And in the class, if we come, even then we, you know, interact with few BKs, more particularly than in general with others. Actually, they also become bodily relations. We become little attached to them. But Baba says that if you want to purify your sanskars, remember the expression, mine is only Baba, that soul. That's all. Mine is only Baba. And in the blessing, I like this expression very much, that everything belongs to Baba and everything is in Baba. Everything belongs to Baba and everything is in Baba. So why sometimes our old sanskars show their face? Because of desires. Maybe not worldly desires, but some other kind of desires, after having become Brahmins. Desire to get special attention, special love, some status, chances, opportunities. And we try to, you know, sanskar of pulling towards the self. It begins to work when the desires, these limited desires, are not fulfilled. And so this is why Baba said that everything belongs to Baba and everything is in Baba. Why are you running after anything else? When you begin to run after something, then your old sanskars begin to emerge. So when we talk of purification of sanskars and behavior, the question is, what is the method? How to do it? One thing which I would like to share is that probably each one of us, while being in Madhuban, yes, we will attend classes and there will be many programs of flag hoisting. There will be some other programs, maybe picnic or something. We will all attend that. But we should find time for solitude. Real solitude. And talk to the self. Once Didi Manmohini said that the best way to change or purify your sanskars is become your own teacher. Others can teach you, but you may listen, you may not listen. Even Baba says, you may listen, you may not listen. It is your choice. Baba says many things, and now Baba has stopped saying, said, already I have said a lot. When we came in Gyan, you know, I remember very well how, you know, Didi and Dadi, they had a look at us, whether we have reached the class on time. We were all group of Kumaris living in one room. And one Kumar, and we were so close to each other that we will not go until all are ready. And one of the Kumaris was sleeping. She did not want to get up. And we were trying to remove her blanket that she should get up and get ready. So we got late. During those times, the classes, Murli class was in History Hall. And so we were feeling, you know, shy that we are late. And so what we did, very softly, softly began to go. And from the back door, we entered, hiding ourselves so that no one will see us, and sat behind the mothers. But for us, the space created in the hall was towards that side where brothers used to sit, in front of the brothers. We every day used to sit there. But that day, because we got late, so we sat hiding ourselves, all of us, you know, head down, as if culprits did something wrong, serious. And did not even realize, but Dadi is sitting on Gaddi, she is anyway seeing us. And after that, Dadi said, come forward, all of you. And after that, Didi Manmohini called all of us and asked, why were you late? So there was a time when Didi and Dadi used to have a look upon us, that if we are in Madhuban, are we on time? Do we come for Amrit Vela? And once Didi Manmohini said, one of the brothers was sharing, the few brothers did not come for Amrit Vela and they were caught. They were sleeping. And then after the breakfast, Didi invited them one by one. You know what Didi said? Didi said, in Baba's Yagya, we do not need servants in white dress. You serve, you eat, put on white clothes because you serve. So it's getting salary because you eat, you live. In Yagya, we don't need servants. In Yagya, we need Jnani and Yogi souls. So there was a time when there was a, no, we were checked upon. In our center in Delhi, if we will not get up, Jagdish Bhai will not allow us to sleep. We go on knocking until we get up. And every day, turn by turn, each one of us Kumaris used to sit in front, and Jagdish Bhai Sahib also will sit with others, and that Kumari was supposed to give drishti. Whether she has good yoga or not does not matter, but Jagdish Bhai sit in front, sit there. So why I am saying this, that after this, you know, after we became many, Didis and Dadis stopped saying this. Baba stopped saying this. Now we need to become our own teachers. What do I want to become? And actually, what for I became Baba's child? What for I became Baba's child? Why I decided to become a BK? It was my choice. Nobody forced me. So do I respect myself? Do I respect my choice? My decision. And if I don't respect myself, my choice, my decision, I can't expect others respecting me. And definitely, I will not respect others. So this sanskar of not respecting will come in behavior when I do not respect myself, my choice, my decision. Then this sanskar of arguing with others, creating conflict with others, all these sanskars begin to emerge. Competition, comparison, because we don't respect others. And why we don't respect? Because we don't respect the self. Actually, we don't respect that way, Baba. Baba is our supreme teacher. Besides Srimad, Baba has talked about maryadas also, for our own benefit. Maryada. You know the word maryada, all of you know? The new ones? You know maryada? Yes, the code of conduct. So Baba uses the word, kaide mein fayda hai. So if you follow maryada, there is a lot of benefit for you. Fayda. Fayda means benefit. So you become truly benevolent towards yourself when you follow maryada. But, you know, how can I follow all the maryadas unless I become my own teacher? I will not. If I don't follow, if I break some principle, yes, I will be probably told that you are not a Brahmin or something like that, or I will be given some warning, you know, if I break some principle. But if I break maryadas, nobody will say me anything. Nobody will correct me. So, purification of sanskars starts with becoming our own teacher. And for that, as I was saying, we need to find solitude for us, to sit with the self and to ask the self, what do I want to change in myself? In other words, what do I want to get rid of and what do I want to bring in me? So purification means some alloy has entered, right? That is why the soul has become impure or the sanskars have become impure. And what is the alloy we know? Today Baba said the first is ego. After that, lust, anger, greed, attachment. So this alloy entered, the soul became impure. But Baba has told me that your original sanskars are purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, power, wisdom. Now I choose. What do I want to use in different situations and circumstances which the life brings in front of me? And that too because of my own karmic account. It's not anybody's fault. It's my karmic account. If someone is wrong, it's his karmic account. But often we forget it, that I need to settle all my karmic accounts in this birth. Because I forget to be my own teacher, I become the teacher of other person. Why that person is behaving like this, I point out the finger. mentally or physically. Yes? Baba says, no, you have not been given this task. Dharmaraj will himself say, your task is to be your own teacher. And therefore, as Baba said, that be very sweet with each other. Even if someone is wrong, but you be sweet. If you are harsh, if you are bitter, are you not wrong? Baba says, why should you spoil your karma and your fortune because of someone's mistake? The reason only is we do not become our own teacher. And probably we have forgotten that we are students. And we are learning with some aim. Two days ago, Mama said in the Murli, it was so deep for me. And today Baba said that our aim and object is, I am a soul and I am God's child. This is our aim and object. Did you pay attention to it? Just 2 days ago. We think that our aim and object is to become like Lakshmi Narayan, to become a deity. But Mama said, this is nothing, this is a reward. But your aim and object is to be a soul and to be aware that I am God's child and I have to become karmatit. This is our aim and object. And Baba said, I belong to Baba, the Father, and that's all. And after that Baba added, Baba tells you the aim. So this is the aim. So when I listen to Baba's Murli, I listen for reaching that aim to be a soul. I am a soul, but I want to be a soul. And I am God's child. Good child always takes care that my actions, my character, my behavior should be such that there is nobody, neighbors or teachers in the school, nobody complains against me to my parents. A good child always takes care of that. The parents should feel proud of that child. Baba should feel proud of me. I have such a child. So therefore, the first thing when we talk of purification is becoming our own teacher, talking to yourself. Sitting in solitude. Which sanskar, old sanskar, is still working in me? One of the sanskars, as I said, desire or expectations, asking, begging. This is the sanskar of bhakti. But Brahman sanskar is to give. This is purification. Instead of taking, giving. Baba says, don't ask even from me. just be a Saput child, or the real child. You will get everything. Everything. There will be nothing. You know, leave aside trying to pull something towards the self. You will not need to make even any effort for getting that. You will get it. Your task is just to be a real child of God. And to the real child, as Baba said today, you know, Baba talked about the story of Hatam Tai. When you put the bead in your mouth, the Maya is out. What is the old sanskar? Maya. And when you take out the bead, Maya is in. So either of the things is in or out. Either the bead or the Maya. My choice. So what is this bead? Something, some, this or that point from today's Murli. If it is there, bead in the mouth means in the intellect. If it is there, there is no Maya. So therefore the second method of purification of sanskars is Murli. Murli is food for the soul. We don't get tired eating, right? And during the day we eat minimum 3 times. And during the Murli we get tired. We begin to sleep, or we allow our intellect to wander. So Murli is very long today. But when there are 5-6 dishes, we don't get tired. We enjoy eating. We never forget eating or taking rest, right? But Murli is food for the soul. If not 3 times, at least once. Once we should listen with full attention, for which today Baba said that not only your intellect should be of gold, but your ears should be golden. Ears should be golden. What does it mean? You know, intellect is compared to a pitcher. Have you ever seen the pitcher? Of clay. Yes? And so this is a pitcher, and the pitcher is big, but the mouth of the pitcher is small. So this ear is the mouth of the pitcher. From here, the knowledge goes inside. And if it is not golden, it will already become spoiled. So this is why they say that the same drop of rain, when it falls in the mouth of snake, it becomes poison. When it falls in a shell, it becomes a bead. When it falls on the ground, it just turns into dust. The same drop. The same drop of knowledge, it is entering me. Am I changing it into beads and jewels? Or it's just... And for that, Baba said, the way, what does it mean that your ears should be golden? Means your intellect should not go anywhere when you listen to the Murli. It is my personal conversation. It's my tutor. Baba has come like a tutor to teach me today. He's teaching me personally. So my full attention on what Baba is saying, no, what Baba wants to say. Trying to catch the feelings, not the words, the feeling behind the words. And that is possible only when we are fully attentive. Otherwise, like a formality, yes, we all love Murli, we all run to global office to get Murli after the class. So many Murlis are printed in different languages. But the question is, when I listen to Baba's Murli, or read it second time, third time, how much attentive I am. Actually, if I am really fully attentive during Murli, this is called tapasya. So tapasya is not yog tapasya, it is tapasya when we have intense yoga for a couple of hours or for 8 hours or 4 hours. For some, it is not so easy to sit for such a long time. So Baba says, you are not hot yogis. But the tapasya means determination. No means no, and yes means yes. If I should not do it, I should not do it. I will not do it. And if I should do it, I will do it. This is called tapasya. So this tapasya melts the alloy. So Murli, and the third, of course, is yoga. Amrit Vela. So each one of us can ask herself, how powerful is my Amrit Vela? And if it is not yet, we should not become disheartened, but we should make efforts for that. For which Baba says that while making efforts, you will become such, in today's Murli, you will become such, your intellect will become to such an extent golden that the knowledge will stay there. Baba didn't use the word, you will imbibe the knowledge. Baba said, knowledge will stay there as it stays with Baba. So while making efforts constantly, because, you know, we have passed a long journey from golden age to iron age. It's not that I just try once and everything will be okay. No. It really takes effort again and again, regularity in efforts. So, this is called tapasya, regularity. We all know the importance of yoga. We know that yoga destroys our sins. Baba's remembrance destroys our sins. Do we not want to destroy our sins? You know, there is a song in Hindi where there is one such line that why you are not able to come close to God, your sins are stopping you to come close to God. Your sins don't allow you to come close to God. The sins become a wall between me and Baba. But I want to be very close to Baba. I want to experience Baba's love. I want to experience Baba's powers. I want to experience Baba's wisdom. I want to be as wise as Baba is. I want to be Bab Saman. But how much effort I make for yoga. There is no other way to destroy the sense. When I go to bed, in what state I go to sleep? Tired, having talked a lot, talked on mobile, or maybe something else also, which is not very suitable for a BK. So if I don't sleep in the right way, my Amrit Vela can't be good. It's impossible. So therefore it is important. No, Baba gave some maryadas in the sense of that early in the morning from 4 to 8, be silent. And in the evening, fix 4 hours for yourself. Silent. During the day, okay, you can talk with each other. And therefore, if we practice like this, so how during the food, this is sanskar. You know, in our childhood, in bhakti days, we were taught like this. First of all, offer to God. Go and offer food to God. It is done even in bhakti. And Baba says that not only you should just give drishti for first, second, not few seconds, and rest of the time you keep talking or talking on telephone or with each other, and making noise and at the same time eating. This food will not give strength to the soul. Food is not only for the body, but also for the mind, right? So purification of sanskars, we should not actually become disheartened with a list of our negative sanskars. What I will suggest is that you just go on doing that what Baba says. That's all. Simple as it is. Follow Srimad. They will go. This is my experience, you know. You will not even know how these old sanskars left you. I won't say that I have become perfect, but I know which sanskars have gone. The only thing what I have been doing during my Brahman life is I have never missed the class. And I always had very close relationship with seniors. Because so that if I am wrong somewhere, they can correct me. These two things, they have helped me a lot. A lot. And therefore purification of sanskars requires this closeness of relations with our seniors. Now, we don't have dadis in physical form. Of course, Baba, Mama, only one dadi, Ratan Mohini, and that too in such an age that we can't go and meet each one of us. Other seniors who are there, we will not be probably have that opportunity. I was very much thinking about those who became Baba's child through Zoom. At least they should have this chance of special meeting with some senior if not Dadi, if not Nirvair Bhai, Brajmohan Bhai, but at least with someone, they should get this opportunity of 3-4 meetings during this their stay in Madhuban. It's a must. Otherwise, you know, how will they understand what is called God's love? What is God's sustenance? It is impossible. I know what we have received. Many of us. And this sustenance actually helps us. We just should allow Baba and our other seniors to sustain us. You know the word sustenance? Palna. It includes upbringing. Palna is not just sustenance, it is upbringing. So children are taught how to behave, how to walk, how to do this, how to do that. So upbringing. This is palna. Palna is not just sustenance. And so therefore, while being in Madhuban, try to come closer and closer to someone who is older than you, experienced. There are many here sitting in the hall, I am seeing. They have a lot of experience, very rich in experience, and you can get a lot of benefit from them. Try to do that. Just don't talk to those whom you already know in your center. Try to come close to someone. If it is some language problem, maybe you will need helper. But it is important. One more thing, what I would like to say is in today's Murli, or I think it was yesterday's Murli, in which Baba said that we are making efforts to always remain happy. It's a sanskar. Sanskar of always remaining happy. And there is a sanskar of always remaining sad. Huh? In one of the magazines, our Hindi magazine, Gyan Amrit, long ago, there was a cartoon. And one person had like very sad and gloomy face. The other one asks him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "I am not crying. My face is like that." So the sanskar made the face like that. The sanskar of remaining sad. But I need to create the sanskar of remaining always happy. And if I am always happy, what will I give to others? And there is no need to give. People will all automatically get it. Actually, this expression bestower does not even suit, because we just need to be, and automatically it flows. We don't think that I am giving. No, sometimes the commentary is there. The rays are passing through me, the rays of light and might and the power and peace. Why should I think like this? I am in the stage of light and might, peace and power and love and happiness. And the rays are automatically going. The whole atmosphere becomes automatically charged. It is such a beautiful sanskar of always remaining happy and always remaining in double light. Double light. Baba says, "Give all your burdens to me." But the sanskar of carrying the burden the burden of responsibilities, the burden, there are many kind of burdens. Baba says, now it's time, already time, because you have to go home. If you revise today's Murli, so beyond limited and unlimited, just have home in your mind. Just that. And you will experience how your original sanskars automatically emerge. There is no need of any struggle of purification of the sanskars and behavior. I am in my home. Beyond limited and unlimited. So, this is what I wanted to say. Om Shanti. If any questions, we have 5 minutes. Yeah. Arrange for Dadi Ratan Mohini. You know, I think it will not be possible because she is not well, and she is almost 100 now. And so it will be better to have meeting with some other seniors. That is possible. So you will find there are... Is it possible for those who are more than 20 years in Gyan, stand up? See? Do you see? Such a huge group of experienced BKs. Many of them are living in the centers, as teachers. They have a lot of experience. So try to catch any one of them. Okay? Yeah. And that personal meeting, maybe 2, 3, 4, or you personally, that will be great. That will be very beautiful. Because then you can share something, you can ask something, maybe for 10 minutes, because everybody is quite busy, different programs and plans, but still, I think even if 10 minutes, it will be very good. Okay, anybody else wants to say something? Yes? Om Shanti? Can you come a little bit in front and speak? I can't listen clearly. Can you listen?
Come to the front and then you can ask on the mic.
Yes, take this microphone. No, but everybody would listen better. And there are interpreters also. Just being short, yeah.
Om Shanti, everyone. You said that we have to be happy all the time. So, my experience is I'm happy. Happy heart. I think I can be friendly with anyone who I meet in my journey. But sometimes, yes, when you're meditating or remembering Baba, your face looks serious, goes serious, you know?
Uh-huh.
And quite a few times, people say, why are you so serious? But then I feel like, oh no, I'm not serious, you know, I'm really happy. So, how can you behave, or how can people know that you are happy, but your face looks sad? That's what happens to
okay.
me sometimes.
Who would like to reply to this question? Yes? Face looks sad. Yes, anybody? During meditation, face becomes sad. Anybody wants to reply? You want to reply. The sister, that brother wants to reply. Brother, come forward. Come forward here, here. Please come here.
And the package should feed the content. That's it.
Uh-huh.
The package should feed the content.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
I know, but why her face becomes sad during meditation?
Well, I guess it's just the trace of this old sanskar.
Ah, that trace of old sanskar comes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
okay.
It changed the facial
expression.
Is it
like this? The trace of old sanskars appears on the face. You don't believe that? Okay, thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? You know, because the thing is, sometimes it does happen when during meditation, the faces are very, like maybe not sad, but serious. Serious. Because Baba says children have made this subject of yoga very difficult. Better to say the remembrance full of love of the one. So when you are in love, your face can't be serious. You know, it is impossible. And so therefore, think of why do you love Baba? Why Baba is so sweet? You know, why do you, the sweetest of the sweet? Just think of that. Create such thoughts. And I think that this sadness or seriousness which comes on your face, it will disappear. Okay. It is not, Baba says, don't say yoga. It is difficult. It is Hatha yoga or something. Say remembrance. Remembrance full of love. Remembrance of the one. The one whom I love so much. And the one who loves me so much. Okay? Yes. Anybody else? Okay. Yes. She's asking the question about the sustenance, I will better use the word palna, of seniors. So she's asking the question about Dadi Prakash Mani, who was the embodiment of love. We all know that, those who have met her, seen her or heard about her, some kind of a story. There are many, actually, such stories. It was probably in 1984 when there was a conference in Madhuban, and 84-85, and some Sindhi guests had come to this conference. So it was afternoon time. And myself and some others, we were like coming from Baba's garden after rehearsing some song, something like that. And so Dadi saw me and she invited me. And then she introduced me to these guests. So she asked me, do you know them? I said, no. So Dadi introduced me. And after that, Dadi said that they are three sisters, and all of them are living in the centers. You know, I want to tell you, Dadi is never worried about them, all the three. So, Dadi said this much, and after that, Dadi told me, you know, this may be something else also. So I went away. I did not realize the importance of these words at the time. After a few years, I realized that how important it is for making, you know, for being such that your seniors need not worry about you. That they are sure that everything is okay with them. They are safe. Maya will not catch hold of them. And, you know, they are always under Baba's protection. So this was a small thing, but this became a lesson for me for the whole life. That never, never behave in such a way that others, particularly seniors, will worry about you. Keeping them free from thoughts about me, this is what brings multi-million blessings on the soul automatically. So this is how dadis used to sustain. There are many such stories. How I remember when the group from Russia came in the beginning years, and the situation in Russia in 89 and early 90s was very different. And dadi would say that, oh, the group from Russia has come. Baba used to remember you in early days of the yagya, and so on. So she will immediately tell Bholi dadi, make gulab jamun for them and make this for them. So they have come, organize. And once dadi came to know that bananas are not available in Russia, and she said that I will send a truck of bananas there. You just tell me what is needed. So, you know, just this, it is practically probably not possible to send that truck, and will not ask dadi to do that, but this expression of the concern for everyone and how dadi used to do that, it was really very good. Whenever we used to ask dadi, dadi, we want that the group from Russia will meet you personally, dadi never said no, never. Always said yes. And she used to meet the group personally and, you know, just fulfill them till. So therefore, because, you know, these seniors, they were sustained by Baba in such a way. If you would have heard Dadi Gulzar, how she used to express Baba's love, you know, when she was a small child, and how Baba used to love the children. Just if you listen to that, you will understand what is love. What is love? And that love keeps the soul content. You may not have many physical things, material things, does not matter at all. The most important is love. And so, it's very beautiful. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Sudha. Then I think everyone enjoyed this beautiful sharing from you. Some very deep points, but also some lovely stories. So one hand clap to say thank you. And we'll end with some yoga till 7:30. Thank you.
तपस्या की अग्नि और जली योग की ज्वाला जीवन आंगन में शुचिता का होने लगा उजाला लगी तपस्या की अग्नि शुद्धि की अग्नि परीक्षा की घड़ियां है आई व्यर्थ विकल्पों की बीमारी लेने लगी विदाई। विस्मृत होने लगी पुरानी दुनिया दैहिक भान, होने लगे प्रयोग योग के नित नव अनुसंधान। इस तत् से ही स्वर्णिम युग का तेज निखरने वाला जीवन आंगन में शुचिता का होनी लगा उजाला। लगी तपस्या की अग्नि पर हुआ नियंत्रण संस्कार परिशोधन। शिव से कर तादात्म स्वयं का करते निज संशोधन। चिंतन लगा चमकने चित की चंचलता कुम्हलाई। निर्बलता पर निर्मलता ने विजय श्री है पाई। वाह तपस्या तेरा अनुभव रस भी बड़ा निराला। आंगन में शुचिता का होनी लगा उजाला। लगी तपस्या की अग्नि सारे विघ्न टलेंगे। भव भय बंध मिटेंगे मैपन ये सब अस्थि गलेंगे। पंच तत्व परिवर्तन होंगे निज को जब बदलेंगे। सूक्ष्म फरिश्ते हंसते गाते प्यारे वतन चलेंगे। वो देखो इस तत्व के बल से सतयुग आने वाला। जीवन आंगन में शुचिता का लगा उजाला। लगी तपस्या की अग्नि।